This is Senator Al Simpson. It's now high time to modernize our outdated legal immigration laws. Ted Kennedy and I will face off in a moment. Ted, your legislation is now pending in the Congress that would amend outdated legal immigration laws. Your bill would increase the number of individuals who could enter our country having special skills and abilities that really are needed here. I'm your ally on that. But, Ted, we're being hampered by many of your liberal pals who say the national interest takes a back seat to the special interests. Some are giving way to the appalling yet clear threat by some groups of no campaign bucks for you unless you vote to restore immigration preferences to distant nieces, nephews, and in-laws. Ted, our generous history of legal immigration this year will bring in 500,000 new citizens. I strongly support that commitment. But with public opinion firmly against increasing immigration levels, we must be selective. Let's serve the national interest and not the special interest.
Al, immigration reform is moving forward with a lot of help from you, but also a lot of trouble. You almost derailed it by insisting on restrictions that violated fundamental principles of fairness in our immigration laws. You wanted a rigid ceiling on annual immigration for the first time in history. You wanted the ceiling so low that it shut the gates on people from other lands who deserve to come to the United States to be united with their families. You tried to reduce the opportunity in current law for brothers and sisters of U.S. citizens to come to the United States with their spouses and children. The immigration law needs reform, Al, but let's be fair. Your proposal discriminated against thousands of Asian Americans and Hispanic Americans. Fortunately, you've dropped the bad parts of your proposal. Now the good parts can go forward. You finally saw the light, Al. It turned out to be the light from the torch of the Statue of Liberty. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the Justice Department's surprising decision to put local politics ahead of the war on organized crime. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.